I'm looking at Hawthorn right now and thinking new coach. A lot of these players came across to play under Alistair Clarkson and chase a flag. It's a new window now. Do you see anything falling out of the Hawks? Tom Mitchell, Jack Gunson's already got his flags. O'Meara, anything of the kind there?
Well, the Mitchell one's strange. He'll win another best and fairest if he won it already.
Yep.
So, why this keeps coming up, and you hear people talk in the industry that he might be happy, if it's a win-win for the club and player. But what does that mean? He doesn't see... Does he want success? Does he want a premiership? But otherwise, you'd think he'd just be locked and loaded to go at Hawthorn next year.
I think the difficulty with someone of the quality of a Mitchell, he'd be paid very well, and really the talk around town at the minute is the cap, club caps are so tight. Mm. So it's how they get deals done to get the quality of play of a Mitchell through the door. So, I wouldn't think he'd want to go to a bottom two team. He'd certainly be looking at trying to play in the flag. So I don't know how they can get it done.
And the Hawks cap is probably in the best scenario, given Scully and Patton retired early, so they've got money to move there.
That's the other club with some money.
Yeah.
And Gunston turns 30 in October, Mitch, so he was a best and fairest winner last year, hardly played this year. So not sure what his value is worth, not sure what his contract is, how much is there. So it might be hard for him to find a new club as well.
Stephen Canelio at the Giants, his name just continues to murmur around. You've seen him pretty closely from your time at the Giants. Is he an option to get out, given the way his season finished and a bit of talk about the captaincy?
Yeah, I really rate Steve. I think the last couple of years, injuries haven't helped him. So he needs to make sure he gets his body right again. They would know where that's at better than what I do, and so would Steve. Is he a chance to go back to Western Australia? Always a chance if you come from that state. They've just got so many good players, and when you see him not playing in the midfield, and that's where he's played his best football, and now he's sort of playing as a small forward, it's probably a lot of money to be paid as a small forward and not being a really big goal kicker, in a sense that, he's almost wasted a little bit. But I know he's the type of person that will back himself. He's a ripping person, trains really, really hard. He's respected. It could be a decision that the club and he make together.
Do you think, in an ideal world, the Giants would want him off their books, given the money he's signed up for with another...
I reckon in an ideal world, if he was at his best and was able to get back to his best football, they'd want to keep him.
Yeah.
Now, if he's playing... at the capacity he is at the minute, I think they'd like to see him move on.